The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Take one egg, sugar, butter, and chocolate, then mix them together. We'll talk about what that produces. Also, faith and works and the flesh. Not good. And when is old too old?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. So much more. It's like an experience. That's how much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. Yep, there are numbers. I know, they're scary. Ooh. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to tell you right off the bat. Want to give everybody thank yous for all of your love and support for my newest grandson, Easton Scott Schiller. I'll just say one thing about Easton Scott. He has an awesome middle name. Oh, wait, that's my middle name. And then he's been doing so much better, which is, oh, praise the Lord. So poor little guy, after he went through his little episode, then he had double ear infections, had all this stuff going on, but he's starting to feel better. He's not having any breathing episodes. The kid is marching on. And if he thinks in his first 2 weeks it was tough, wait till he sees the next 80 years. That's my comment to that. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friends, the Blumenthals, Jamie Blumenthal. Co-president of Retirement Strategies and Solutions with his wonderful wife, Nancy. It's very simple. I just sent them off the replay of his last interview he did on the show. Did such a good job. I love it when Jamie comes in because we plan nothing. You know, I have a couple of things in my mind. I'm not always sure where it's going to go. We start talking, he starts sharing, and I'm able just to pull off of what he's sharing. And there's so much stuff going on around us. It's really good to talk to somebody who can at least make sense of some of the financial stuff. Now, I'm not talking about the political stuff. I'm not asking you to understand Jamie and Nancy and Retirement Strategies and Solutions through the prism of Democratic or Republican. I'm asking you to be aware that they're trying to help people make noble plans for noble purposes with their financial lives. That's all you want when you want an expert in finances, right? RetireTheRightWay.com. If you get in touch with Jamie, he'll meet with you for an hour, no cost. You'll get a book. You get a chance to, you know, what we would say kibitz. That's a Yiddish word for, you know, talking and kibitzing and sharing, you know, and that kind of thing. And so you want to go to RetireTheRightWay.com. That's the website, RetireTheRightWay.com. Their phone number, 800-287-1667. That's 800-287-1667. Plan right, retire right, retire the right way. If all goes well, Jamie will be here Wednesday at 2 o'clock. I think 2 o'clock time is really good for him. So we're going to go Wednesday at 2 o'clock. clock. Let me just check real quickly on the weather. I'll double check with Wonder Julie because I know she has been involved in how long have you been involved in weather and traffic-y kind of stuff? Like forever?
Traffic since 1988.
88?
I'm old.
88?
Yeah.
You're in your 31st year?
Yes.
98, yeah. 08, 18. Wow. Well, I'm going to give a weather forecast. You tell me if this is a good one or not, okay?
All right.
This is for Dallas and for Irving and for all the area right here. Hot.
Yes.
Okay, good.
102 tomorrow.
102 tomorrow. What is tomorrow, the big hot day? Is that?
It's going to be one of our hottest ones so far.
Now, will this be the hottest day of the year tomorrow?
I don't know.
Oh.
We haven't gotten there yet.
We don't know here. Wow.
It's not in my hands.
Oh. That's true. It is not. I will tell you that on the weekend, I did cut the yard.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. I lost 5 pounds of liquid.
Ouch.
I thought it was great, but then I ate 8 pounds of food, so
yeah.
it doesn't really help me. I mean, there's this part where it doesn't matter. Anyway, it's hot, so drink a lot of water. Stay indoors. The one thing I did figure out is when you're doing stuff inside, if your air conditioning is not working, like if you're not in Alaska, and when you're moving on the inside, that generates a lot of heat. So if you're feeling that way and feeling hot, you should probably just sit down. That's my advice. And then drink some water. I am not a doctor, and I don't play one on TV, just so you can know. I've only been on TV 3 times. 2 of them were not good. Let's just leave it there and move on. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2 says the following. For we also, so remember in the beginning intro I talked about mixing and stuff. For we also have had the gospel preached to us just as they did, but the message they heard was of no value to them because those who heard it did not combine it with faith. Ooh. So in the beginning of the intro, you heard me say something along the lines of one egg, sugar, butter, and chocolate, mix them all together. This is the reason I brought that up is because you can hear the greatest sermon, and it is applicable to help you draw nigh unto God, which is King James-ish for near. Helps you draw near unto God. But let me tell you something. If you are hearing things, you are reading things, you are knowing things, and you are not mixing them with faith, you are doing nothing. When there is a message that comes to you from the Word of God and you read it and you go, wow, that's so great. If you don't add faith into the mix of that mixing bowl, you did nothing. Do you know when Jesus would teach his parables and he would teach his stories, the people, if Jesus would teach in parables and the people, they wouldn't get what's going on. They didn't mix it with faith because they had mixed it with faith. They would have believed. If they would have believed, they would have been saved. See, getting saved is not this big process where you check your head into, you know, some kind of place and they redo your hair and they give you a different face and all this other stuff. Getting saved is all about believing. And you think getting saved from what? Saved from the penalty of sin, saved from the power of sin, and saved from the presence of sin. That's called getting saved. And getting saved means that the eternal life that Jesus gave as a gift is yours. But you can't access that without believing. And if you don't believe, you don't get the benefit. And a lot of times Christians, now watch what I just did. I stepped from the non-believer into the believer. A lot of times Christians will read the Word of God, and it's fantastic, but they don't mix it with faith, so it does nothing. If you don't make it a part of you, and if you don't mix in the faith, believing that it will make that difference, it's just like hearing a great song that you just turn around and forget. A really great song that has an impact on you, you'll hum in the back of your mind, the back of your head, and comes up at different levels. Well, that's what we need to be doing with the words that we're hearing. That's what we need to be doing with the messages that we hear. That's what we need to be doing with the Bible reading that we're engaging with. Some of us read the Bible and go, fantastic. Then we walk away, just like it says in James, and we forget completely what it even said. We need to take faith and mix it into what's going on. I'm going to say something that's going to blow people away. Just get ready, okay? Don't get mad at me. I didn't write any of this. Like I said 1,000 times, all my material is 2,000 years or older. There is a substantial difference between believing in and believing. I'm gonna blow you away. The demons believe in God. Well, they're not in denial of his existence. They don't believe God, but they believe in a God. They know he's real. When Jesus came walking up, what the demons, oh, no, no, here he is. Oh, it's the guy. Ooh, James 2:19 talks about believing in God. It says, you believe in God, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder. Hey, there's a big difference between that and believing God. You can believe in God. You can believe in a God, but that's substantially different than believing God. Believing that he exists versus believing that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. Big diff. So some of you, when you get in there and you read the word, you got to mix it with faith. You got to not just believe in God, which is important to do, but you also have to believe God. You have to take that step. You have to be Peter in the boat who puts his leg over the side of the boat. That's called believing. That's called faith. That's called doing it right in the kingdom of God. Combine it with faith. It didn't help any of those people. Gospel was preached to us as it was to them. The message they heard was of what? No value. Well, how can the gospel be of no value? Because they didn't mix it with faith. They didn't combine it with faith. You understand? We need to combine the message with faith. We need to do better than just a believe in. We need to believe. We don't need to know of God. We need to know God. Next time you hear a sermon and you think there's wisdom in it, and you think there's truth connecting you to the Word of God, connecting you to your relationship with the Lord and drawing you in closer, that's fantastic. Put faith with it. Mix it. Make it a part of things. Because Jesus said, I give them, you know, the people I give understanding. To those I give the understanding. If they take that understanding and use it, I give them more. But people who aren't using it, they don't even keep what I've given them. Luke chapter 7 and 8. So like a good sermon, like a good Bible read, like anything, like any proclamation of the truth, we've got to do a bit better than just having this distant belief in the back of our heads. We got to be actively believing. That's when you get the benefit. That's where the Benny is. Get it? Okay. All right. Okie dokie. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. Contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle-aged line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where we are live. How do you know we're live? Watch. Ow! I just pinched myself. That hurt. That's how I know I'm live. Let's keep in mind, you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Facebook, David Spoon Media. YouTube, David Spoon Media. You getting that theme there? On our davidspoonmedia.com website, you can post a prayer request, private or public, up to you. We're praying for people who are posting those daily. We don't make anything public that anybody doesn't want to be public. So there's a little thing that says public or private, and you go, oh, public or private. And then we'll just pray for it personally, and then just all we ask people to do is give us an update as to how things are going. So one thing I have discovered, one of many things I have discovered in my 40-plus years of walking with the Lord, and that is people will say, well, pray for me, and then you pray for them, and then you might even pray for them a second time, a third time, a fourth time. I think it's important for people to give updates so people can know how's it going, what's happening, what's taking place. All right, next segment, we'll do our trivia question. This one's going to be a little – teaching I'm doing is going to be a little tougher. So before we get there, let's have a little bit of coverage above our heads as we talk about John.
Big John. Big
John. John is the owner of the Blessed Roofing Company. He was in the studio on Thursday of last week, did a phenomenal job. I don't often encourage you to do it, but if you want to hear a really cool testimony about somebody who got into business and how they got into the business, go to the website and get a hold of our podcast, which is, there's a link on the website for it. And it was just this last Thursday, did a great job sharing as the Lord was teaching him and leading him and guiding him into the business. The company, the Blessed Roofing Company, is at theblessedroofingcompany.com. I feel in my heart, if you're looking for a roofing company, and you heard me just now, you, in spite of all the things that people say about statistics and people listening on radio, you can remember theblessedroofingcompany.com. You can also call them at 469-BLESSED. Getting that theme there? TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com or 469-BLESSED, B-L-E-S-S-E-D. Ask for John. Free inspections. Oftentimes, no out-of-pocket for roof repair, roof replacements. And talking to him costs nothing. And he's working on my house. I guess I'm trying to figure out what their start date is because they have so much business. It's good that they've got so much business. So we encourage you to get in touch with them, get everything coordinated. And you will certainly enjoy talking to him, a passionate brother in the Lord. I'm trying to think if I forgot anything. It's hot. dot, 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 yes, and dot, dot, dot. Okay. We'll move right into the teach. This is going to be a tough one. Okay? Some of the teaching is, as you know, if you listen to this show, I'm pretty much dialed in on encouraging Christians. That's my calling. I mean, Barnabas, Paul did a better job in leading people to make a decision for Christ. Barnabas did a better job once they were led for Christ, to Christ, encouraging them to remain in. I walk a little bit more under that Barnabas hat. Although it fluctuates back and forth. Everybody should be passionate about leading people to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I just think what people do is they put all these kind of weird things on it. And it's like, look, the Scripture's not complex. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart God has raised him from the dead, you're saved. Okay, I understand there's 1,000 theological principles that you want to get to. I get it. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I get it. The wages of sin is death. I get it. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And it's not your job to Billy Graham people. It's your job to share. Hey, God loves you, man. Why don't you just ask him to help you? Ask him in your heart. Just believe in your heart that he raised from the dead. Confess that with your mouth. You'll be saved. Your whole life will change. You'll be in a new family. With that, often comes interesting elements of the walk. And we've talked about Christian living and living as a Christian. The show focuses on living as a Christian. One of the things I want to talk about is prayer not answered. I'm going to say this and tell me if you can identify with this at all. Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you call a big corporation, I mean, have you ever used the phone and called a big corporation? So big corporation for me is anybody that has like 100 employees or more. So there's a lot of them. Okay. And you call. And sometimes you will call and sometimes the people will answer right away. And sometimes the people, you know, like I have to leave a message or whatever. And then sometimes you'll call. And have you ever had this happen? And I can ask one or two. I know she's probably had this happen because she's a lot like me. You call them and you go, hello. And then they go, hold, please. And you never even get the words out. You know, you never say, oh, I'm going to give you $1 million. You may never even get to say it. Have you ever had that happen where they just put you on hold before you do anything?
Especially when you're ordering pizza.
Oh, my goodness. it's sinful. I mean, I'm just saying so. Anyway, the point of me bringing that up is there are times when you'll pray, and that's one of the responses God gives you. Get mad at me. You know it's true. You'll pray and the Lord will say yes. You'll pray and the Lord will say no. You'll pray and the Lord will say, hold, please. James 4, 1 through 4. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within? You want something, but don't get it. You kill and covet, but you cannot have what you want. You quarrel and fight, and you do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives, that you might spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people. Don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. For those of you that are believers, this is where the challenge grows, as you have said yes to Jesus Christ, and now he is making you look like Jesus and reflect Jesus, and you're beginning to see some really sharp distinctions between you and worldly people and you and people that think a certain way, and you're like, well, wowzer, Bowser, I can't believe this is taking place. My eyes have been opened up to the spiritual world, and in fact, that's exactly correct. And what happens, though, is that we get challenged by Scripture, as we ought to be, that the flesh is trying to work a deal with God. It's true. That's the people that go, well, if I got $10 million, I would give $9,900,000 right back to God. And so if you just take that and you reverse it and you say, so you're asking God for $100,000. I mean, I'm just saying, we have a lot of that we have to fight and get through. Now, some people, listen, they don't have it because they don't even ask. You want something, but you don't get it because you don't ask God. You do not have because you do not ask God. I think people have misunderstood. I think you should come before the Lord and approach him on things in your life. And what is a no, you should just go okie dokie. Or if the Lord reveals to you, that's kind of fleshly, Dave. Stop that. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. But that doesn't mean you don't ask God. You ask God for help. There is this concept of prayer where you ask, and there is an expectation that we're supposed to ask in order to get. There's a false humility saying, well, I asked the Lord, but I don't really want him to answer me because I'm not worth anything. You know what? Prayer is about asking and receiving. That's what it's about. That's about that connection between you and God. It exists. Don't make it like it doesn't exist. The problem is we often pray the wrong prayers. And you think, well, what are the wrong prayers, Dave? Anything that connects us to the world or that enhances our flesh is the wrong prayer. All you got to do is look at, you can tell, you can look at what the fruits of the Spirit are. You can look at the works of the flesh. Notice one is a fruit and one is a work. You can look at that and be aware that if you're asking things that are going along the lines of works of the flesh, the odds of you getting anything from God are zero and none, and there goes zero out the door. The bottom line is that what we should be doing is bringing those prayers before the Lord, surrendering them, just like Jesus did. Hey, Lord, if this cup can pass from me, that'd be awesome, but not my will, but yours be done. I'm not saying what he was requesting was fleshly. He just surrendered it. And then the Lord said, yeah, no, it's not going to pass. He asked three times, got the same answer three times. No. Sometimes the answer is no. Sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is, I'm not telling you yet. But you keep asking. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to be praying prayers that are something that's going to connect you to the world and to the world system and to the world's way of thinking. And keep in mind, the world has a false righteousness. Political correctness is a worldly false righteousness. What you want to do in all of your prayer time, all of your petition times, if you're asking God for something, is it surrendered first? And then you want to be honest. Is what I'm pursuing or what I'm doing, is this not just quote-unquote in your mind for the glory of God, but is this something that's going to reflect Jesus Christ or benefit me in a personalized way? You got to check that out. Maybe the Lord will bless you so you can bless others. But oftentimes, that kind of mindset is built into the flesh. And God's not going to say, oh, here's an Uzi. Oh, here's a Ferrari. It's like, that's not, God's not Santa Claus, and he's not a genie. Oh, I'll give you anything you ask except for I can't make anybody fall in love with you. That's the genie line, right? You get here's something that'll really irritate you. God can have you fall in love with somebody. So, yeah, I'm just going to destroy all that stuff there. Ask with the right spirit, the right attitude. Ask in submission and ask in connection to God and his word and truth. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running. Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake money or no-so money is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Is the David Spoon Experience.
Or the president of Focus on the Family. When you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, while I knock everything off of my desk because I'm really coordinated. Ask anybody. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website David Spoon Media, Facebook David Spoon Media, YouTube David Spoon Media. I feel in my heart you get the idea. Oh, this segment brought to you by our very own Pamela Milchiono.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a
Milchiono. All right, keeping it simple. I like her new commercial. It's so good. That is all. That's pretty funny. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is if you're looking for somebody to walk you through the real estate process, so why don't you do it with somebody who is committed to the process, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You don't have to get in touch with her in order to sign papers, in order to get some information, in order to understand what's going on. You can just talk to Pamela. She's a sister in the Lord. She'll be glad to help out. If she can be of benefit to you and of service to you, she's there. And if she can't, she'll tell you, I don't think I can help you. But let me direct you to somebody who can. Her phone number, 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. See, there's four fives in that. 817-505-5541. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. That is her website, TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Let her know you heard it on the David Spoon Experience. Let me ask real quickly, because I know that Wonder Julie's got a lot going on, so I want to bug her just real quickly. Do you know what holiday it is today?
Oh, I read it this morning, and I can't remember.
Middle Child Day.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
They get their own holiday?
So there's the argument in my family because there's four of us. So who's actually the middle child, me or my older sister?
It would be number two and three.
See, that's what I said.
That's correct.
We're
you are right.
Middle children.
So, Ed, did your sister disagree?
Yes, she thinks it's just her.
Okay. Good. So next time you talk to her, say, hey, I talked to this guy on radio about this issue, and he said this. Yeah. Wrong.
That's pretty she's much wrong. What I already told her.
Yeah, she's wrong. Because if you got now, the bigger problem is if you have a bunch of kids, like, you know, eight kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And then is there a last child, youngest child? And don't tell me every day is the youngest child's holiday kind of thing. Is there one for the youngest child or?
I don't know.
I'm already feeling on the short side of this. I can just tell you right now, because I'm the youngest.
Ah.
So that's why I'm the baby. But contrary to the popular opinion, the baby can do no wrong. That is not true. That was not my existence. So I'm going to give you right
you
there.
You proved them wrong.
Yeah, that is absolutely untrue. When Jesus came to save sinners, of whom I am chief, I was right next to Paul. Right next to him. All right, here's the trivia question. Thank you for that answer, by the way. How many types of people? Now, look, this is the simplicity of this question. I'm not looking for the subset. So just when I said that, you'll understand. How many types of people did Jesus describe in the parable of the sower? Don't get technical on me. How many types of people did Jesus describe in the parable of the sower? Remember, the sower went out to sow seeds. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. How many types of people did Jesus describe? That's the question. We'll just leave it there. It doesn't have to be more complex than that. While I'm getting ready let me just say this. So we haven't gotten all of our stuff finalized, but I am going to give a shout out, if that's right, to Mr. Restore. They do fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas. We're on our track. We're just trying to get all of our I's dotted, our T's crossed. 50 years of restoration experience, family owned and operated. The owner, good, strong brother in the Lord, always helpful. They do free evaluations. They work with all insurance companies. How many? All. How many is all? All. 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. Clint's the owner. Great guy. And so I've been praying for him and his family and looking forward to working with them in the future. And when this guy comes in the studio, it's going to be tons of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun to talk to him. Good guy. A lot of testimonies. I love it when these guys all have testimonies. It's so cool because to me, the glory of God is in this testimony process where we get to hear and see from one another. Okay. I'm going to try and do in 6 minutes what is undoable. What do I got, about 6 minutes? I think I can pull it. What do you think? Is that what I got? Yeah.
Something like that.
All right.
A seven.
Okay. There's a war amongst believers, which is, I always find to be fascinating. It's not a war that God established per se. It's just a war that, because we're fleshy people, we do. James chapter 2, verse 22, you see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. There's a war that takes place in theological country. That's a new place. I just made it up. It's like its own country. It's the struggle between faith and works. I believe this is actually a phony war. I know there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of fighting, there's a lot of division, I get it. But the keep it simple, silly principle, the KISS principle, keep it simple, see it's supposed to be keep it simple, stupid, but I think it should be keep it simple, silly, probably applies here. And here's what the big deal is. Faith moves us to do stuff, okay? If your faith is real, it moves you to do stuff. Faith is completed or fulfilled by our actions. Salvation is wrapped up in this concept. In Romans 10:10, it says, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." So the heart starts it and the mouth finishes it, but they work together. And that's really what's going on. But there's a lot of tension. Well, no, it's this that does it, or it's this that does it. First of all, nothing ever saved you except for Jesus. So just stop. The second element is usually in these conversations, it's the real problem is really coming down to what type of works we're talking about. So works from the biblical point of view, Bible, can be us speaking, praying, trusting, walking in faith, hoping, and a host of other elements, from thought to building a nation, from everything in between. That's the works as Scripture defines them, especially prayer and the fruit of prayer. The problem is, in certain church circles, work has been defined as going to church, tithing, going to Sunday school or Bible study, or other things of that nature. And then that typical statement is, don't drink, smoke, or chew, or hang around them that do, right? So these are two very different universes. The biblical works is praying. The biblical works is trusting God in a situation, walking in faith, hoping, believing, it's going into an endeavor with faith, operating in love, looking to reflect Jesus Christ in your situation as best as you can. Those are true biblical works. Churchianity works give you the, what we call the second Ten Commandments. Every church seems to have them, or most churches seem to have them. These are the second Ten Commandments. You will dress thus and thus no differently. You will give this amount and this amount no differently. You will not stand. You will stand. You will not sit. You will sit. You will raise your hands. You will not raise your hands. All of that stuff is ridiculous. It's rubbish. Okay? Actions that are motivated by a sincere desire to honor the Lord are not to be disregarded lightly, for the Lord does not disregard them. Any activity we do that is unto the Lord because we're trying to walk in the Lord and in that faith, that is something that the Lord declares as precious. But religious works, so-called restraints, for the sake of showing others, are blatantly rejected by Christ and throughout the Scripture. And we would do well to heed this passage. Listen to this passage. I'm going to just listen. Since you died with Christ to the basic principles of this world, why, as though you still belong to it, do you submit to its rules? Do not handle. Do not taste. Do not touch. These are all destined to perish with use because they are based on human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom, but their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body. But they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence. In other words, religious activity for the sake of others to see in your performance does nothing for the mind of God and the heart of God in you engaging with God in the kingdom of God. But getting down on your hands and knees and praying for somebody that needs help because you have a soft heart, that's a work of God. It's not how you dress on Sunday morning. It's how you address the Lord for somebody else. That's what's so ridiculous. The actions that God requires are ones that are motivated, secured, and finalized by faith, not by show. And most of those works nobody will ever see if they're truly before the Lord. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary, and he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Wow, look at that hail.
Wow, look at my neighbor's car.
Wow, look at your roof.
Uh-oh, it's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly. He's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name. The Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs, whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections. I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Amazing Grace. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Living in His Grip .com is where you can get some of this music for free. That's a good price. For free. For free. This segment brought to you by Dr. B. Dr. Brandon Brown, the director of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson. It's pretty easy. He's a great guy. Got a young daughter. Just his whole life's kind of like coming together. I love that. Wait till she can repeat everything he says. That's my comment. DrBrandonBrown.com, DrBrandonBrown.com, or as him and I like to say now, DrBrandonBrown.com. See, DrBrandonBrown.com. Set up a meeting, get together with him. If you tell him you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, he gives you a lollipop. His number, 972-454-9362. You can also go to davidspoonmedia.com, click on the Our Sponsors link, and get in touch with them that way, 972-454-9362 for Dr. Brandon Brown or drbrandonbrown.com. There's something very fascinating about that expression, Dr. Brandon Brown. I don't know, just something about it. I like it. All right, so how many types of people did Jesus describe in the parable of the sower? So if you remember, the sower went out to sow seed, and it fell on four. I can't believe I told everybody. I did. I just told everybody. It fell on different terrains. Good, Dave. It's good. It's a great job. Okay, and for those of you that know and you were thinking about dialing in, don't. I already gave it away. I'm sorry. There were four different terrains. There was four different types of people. Those that did not mix it with faith, and so the enemy was able to snatch it right away. That's not good. Those where it landed and they were like really happy about it, but that only lasted a little while, and as soon as any kind of trouble came, they were out the door. those that received it loved it, process it, and then the cares of the world made it so that there was no maturity, not salvation, but maturity, and that those that had the seed drop in and then they produced 100-fold, 60-fold, or 30-fold. There were four types, my bad. I think I'll ask that question again in the future, only try not to give the actual answer. Maybe that would be a good way to approach it. For those of you that are out there that are listening to the show and you've never heard the show before and you're like, what is all this about? And you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It only takes a moment to change your eternity. You just ask him exactly like you'd be talking to me. You just say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Take over my life. I acknowledge you. I receive you. I yield to you and ask you to become the Lord of my life. You pray a prayer like that, one sentence, your entire direction of life will change. And that heaviness where you're carrying the burden and the pain of all your sin, you're going to find out that the love of God through Jesus Christ washes it away. Man, how awesome. And for the Christian, you should know if you don't, that same type of prayer to the Lord even now allows the refreshing of the presence of God to sweep over you. So if you need a nice splash of God in your life, just pray, Lord, help me. You don't have to be a great prayer. You just have to be honest. Lord, help me. I need help. I'm telling you, folks, spend that moment to change the rest of your life. It's a great way to go about it. All right, I want to talk about something that we don't talk a lot about, and that is getting older. I don't talk a lot about getting older, okay? And I'm getting older. And I don't know if Wonder Julie has noticed this or not, but how it goes is in your teens, you don't think about anything. In your 20s, you're invincible, right? You feel like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. In your 30s, if you've had kids or not had kids or you're starting to pay bills, you recognize there's a little chipping that takes place, maybe a little bit off the shoulder, or just taking a little chipping. In your 40s, this is the age that it really changes. You start to hear noises. The problem is you turn around and you can't see where the noise came from. In your 50s, you start to hear noises. You know it's from you, but you don't bother looking because you already know it's some part of your body. In your 60s, there's noises and you don't care. And in your 70s, it's Ceylon. We'll just have whatever happens, happens. Have you noticed getting older has gradual effect of sucking your heart down into the ground a little bit more? Or are you one of those, I feel better than I did when I was 12?
I wish I could know now what I didn't know then and be younger.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Give yourself a little bit of advice for the future kind of thing. Okay, mm-hmm. I gotcha. I would definitely do that. In fact, I'd cut out 13 and a half to 18. I would just erase those years. That'd probably give me another 30 years right there. Anyhow, the point I'm trying to make is, and the question I was asking is, when is old too old? And here's the answer. Never. That's the answer. All right? Here's how I'm going to say this. So I'm not old per se. I'm only 57, so it's not like I'm old. But when I was 49, I had never done radio. I started a radio ministry at 50. At 50, right? If I lived to 75, it means I would not have started the radio mission until I was the two-thirds of my life were done. Moses didn't start his good ministry until he was 80, and he lived to be 120. So here are the first 40 years, and he was in the basket. Remember, he was a basket case. And then he grew up in the Pharaoh's temple and in the royal family, and then he went into ministry early and somebody died So going into ministry early is a dumb idea. And then God put him on the backside of a desert for 40 years, right? And then when he was 80, he started his ministry with Israel, last third of his life. Noah lived till he was 900, but he didn't start building the boat till he was 500. It was halfway through, more than halfway through. Philippians 1:6, I am certain that God who began a good work in you will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns. Colossians 4:17, tell Archippus, see to it that you complete the ministry you've received in the Lord. Romans 11:29, the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable. God's not wasting your life and your time. He's the author of time. John 6:12, when they all had enough to eat, he said to the disciples, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. God wastes nothing, ever. And your life is not wasted either. And no, you are not too old. But Dave, I don't know if I can do much more than just, like, pray. I don't know. I think pretty much prayer has changed the world 100,000 times. Certainly it's changed the lives of people 100,000 times. You're not too old. It's not over. You know when it's over? When God says to you, it's over. You're up here now. And then it just begins. You're not too old. There's much to be done, much left. Well, I can't seem to get around. Did you lose the ability to pray? Did you lose the ability to have faith? Because God will partner with you. And through him and with him, you can get a lot of stuff done. You're not too old. You're never too old. When is too old? Never. Unless you shut yourself down. That's the killer. Don't do it. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.